Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, rolling into the... People so busy, makes me feel dizzy, taxi light shines so bright. But I don't feel afraid. As long as I gaze at what's the new sunset, I am in paradise.
You're listening to Shitty River Show News Radio! We're back! We're back, everybody!
Yay!
We're not just selling for 10 years, we're pushing on through to 11. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can't get rid of us that easily. All the people that thought, well, they'll stop after 10, probably, because they've made their point. Yes, we have made our point, but you know what? We don't understand the point of the word point.
Our point is a bit blunted.
That's right, yeah. We write with a stubborn pencil, Ben.
That's
a stubborn
right.
pencil that will not be removed, regardless of all the flack that you receive on social media. Anyway, what's coming up in the show?
You can get in touch with us, Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk, and you can tell us what's coming up in the show. But we'll tell you before you get in touch with us, because this is pre-recorded.
Okay.
You can get in touch with us and point out that...
Why do you keep saying you can get in touch with us? What's wrong with you?
I'm just keeping it
going. I
asked you
what's coming up in the show, and you know this is the bit that you do what's coming up in the show, and then you do your contact details. But
you can get in touch with us and
hell?
Tell us that coming up in the show, we've got all the usual favourites. We've got the Shindig Pick of the Week.
You have to rattle through these now, aren't you?
The song that's just playing wrong.
Right.
The Midday Review at 11 a.m.
Okay.
We've got the quiz.
Uh-huh.
We've got the buffet.
No.
We've got the media review.
Right.
And we are live, people. Live. From a car park in North Manchester somewhere.
And what's the contact details, Ben?
Well, I've already told them.
Well, you have to do it again.
Oh, Twitter. You can get in touch with us through Twitter at FCUMRADO.
You were so close, I thought you nailed it. Ah, Ben, another week. Another week of another year, and you still can't get it right. Oh, you really tried that time as well. You could tell he wasn't joking, ladies and gents. He really went for it. Oh, heartbreak opening to the Shindig Breakfast Show this morning.
Shindig!
Well, Ben, matters are rising. Who's been trying to get in my building?
Some guy.
Yeah. Some guy. What did he want? Is he an autograph? Is he some kind of autograph hunter?
I don't think he was specifically after you, Mav.
What was he after?
Well, he was just after getting in, I think.
Well, I assume that he was trying to get into this building specifically, Ben, because of the FCM Radio's presence in the building.
I don't know. I mean, you've got a chef next door, haven't you? Maybe it's for him.
Have I?
I think haven't you got a chef or something around here?
Have I?
Downstairs or up or...
There's a dog.
A dog? That's what I meant, a dog.
A few doors down, there's a dog.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
You've not heard it yet, but Red Rebel Radio this week is sensational because Swampy is in Shanghai at some guy's house, a couple's house that he's met in a bar.
Right.
Right. Who say, oh, don't... He's kind of known them-ish for the last 6 months or so.
Uh-huh.
And they said, don't do your show in here. Come back to our gaff. Come back to our house and do it there.
Okay.
So Swampy went, oh, Swampy being Swampy. Sure,
I will. Yeah, I'll come back to your house.
Anyway, midway through the show, Mav,
they
just leave the house.
They just...
Leave the house with Swampy in it.
All right. Yeah. What did Swampy say?
He didn't know what to do, because they never said goodbye. They literally just left the house. What then proceeded, Mav, and it's a good show this week on Red Rubber Radio.
It sounds like Castaway, Ben. Did you just leave him to it?
Just Swampy walking around the apartment going, oh, I don't think I can get out. Yeah, they've locked the door. Oh.
How does it end? Does he get out?
He doesn't get out in the end. But he
Is he still there?
I don't...
Have we heard from him?
Oh, he did say if he doesn't get back in touch to...
Oh.
Oh, that was 12 hours ago.
12... I mean, to be fair, not a missing person until 24 hours has passed. And to be fair, he's not missing because you know where he is.
Exactly. He's in a city of 26 million people.
All by himself. So lonely and yet so busy. it's a beautiful thing, Ben. Do you want to talk us through your cup this week at all?
Not yet, because it's the name is related to a segment.
A particular story, is it? Yes. Right? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Ben. Let's do something else. Let's have a chat about your general week, all right? Yeah. How's your week been, Ben?
Well, Marv, it all started on Saturday.
I meant to pick you up for this, right? This is the only part of the show that for some reason you shout your answer. Well, Marv, I had a lovely Saturday. You've just taken it up a notch. I don't know why. I like your enthusiasm, but maybe just try and keep the volume the same.
No, this is stand-up Ben now.
Huh?
This is stand-up Ben now.
Why does stand-up Ben have to be loud?
Because that's me projecting my voice. This is sidekick Ben.
There's still a microphone.
This is sidekick
You've
Ben.
Still got a microphone.
This is sidekick Ben.
Keep saying
it. And then you give me the floor, and then I'm off on one, aren't I?
You don't have to be louder about it, though, because like you say, you've got the floor.
I'll do it from away from the mic.
You've got... Oh, God, no. All right, Ben, let's find out. How has your week been?
Well, Marv, it all started off on Saturday afternoon, Marv, when I took a trip to Broadhurst Park in that part of the world that nobody likes to mention the name of.
Moston,
that's it. Yeah. We were up there, Marv, and we did the commentary, me and Stato Paul. No Brian, we thought Brian was going to turn up, but the cheeky little chappy didn't bother. Instead, it was me and Paul, and we commentated on FC United winning by 3-0.
What a sensational result for the lads.
That's right, Marv. The highlight of the afternoon was a guy called, I think his name was Milo. He came on after about 60 minutes, substituted after 77.
It wasn't former Tottenham and Middlesbrough striker Mido, was it?
No. It's definitely Milo or something like that. Anyway, so FC United won. Happy days.
Happy days are here again.
Onwards to today's game against Dunedin Town again, but this time in the FA Trophy. Then, Marv, on Sunday, I took another trip to Broadhurst Park. You can't keep me away from Moston.
No.
You can't. I was there for the women's team, Marv, and the women's team beat Didsbury by 11-0.
Now, that's a result.
That is a result.
That's how you play, everybody.
And Shelby Wollstonecroft, she scored 4 goals in a second-half substitution appearance in 17 minutes.
Congratulations to Shelley. That's actually more goals than I've scored in my entire football career.
And then on Monday, I did nothing. Tuesday, I did pretty much nothing. On Wednesday, I did a couple of things, but not related to anything. And then on Thursday, I did radio podcast, Marv. And we smashed it this week. We've interviewed 8 managers.
You didn't learn at all from the previous week, did you?
No.
Right.
But this time, I timed it better. So I was only 2 minutes over this time instead of 17 minutes.
Right, okay.
So all the interviews were like 3 minutes. Snappy.
Who have you talked to?
I've interviewed the managers at Witton Albion, Shore Lane, Michelover Sports. Remember Nickelodeon Sports? Yeah? Witton Albion, Farsley Celtic, Stafford, someone else.
You've run out of time, I'm afraid,
That's
Ben.
Why
You've
I'm
run
saying
out of time.
Something else. Oh, Marv, I've got a quick question to ask you.
All right, Ben.
Marv?
Yes, mate.
What have you been up to this week, then?
Well, Ben, Saturday I took a long, hard look at my life after last week's criticism about how my things that I do in the week are basically just all about my job. And I decided to get out there and start living my life, Ben. So what happened? Well, on Sunday I went out to an escape room, Ben. Got trapped and locked in a room. I paid to do this. Locked in a room for an hour. And you had to solve a series of puzzles in order to get out. And we got out with 22 minutes to spare, Ben. A very good result for the team. From there, I went to Knot Bar and had myself a Sunday roast. But I got there and thought, you know, I've been doing so well with a diet recently, I don't want to have a Sunday roast. What I'll have is, there's an option here just for a beef bap, all right? a beef bap, a Sunday roast beef bap.
If that's not a euphemism, I don't know what is.
With dipping potatoes and gravy. And I thought, that'll do me nicely. And I got to be honest, Ben, it was one of the most disappointing meals I've ever had in my life. Never have I had such food envy on everyone else's meals. No offence to Knot Bar, they do a good Sunday roast. The baps weren't great. The gravy wasn't good, and I got 3 potatoes. I felt quite ripped off.
What's a bap?
It's a balm, isn't it? But not really a balm. It's like a thin square balm with seeds on top.
That potato cake?
No, it was no good.
What's
at
a
all.
Bap?
It had flour and seeds. It was all a mess. Anyway, after that, Ben, I went to John Ronson. When I watched John Ronson, who of course wrote The Psychopath Test and a series of other novels. Amazing, Ben. I'll talk about that more later. Then I went to London, Ben, for a couple of nights. Hung out with some London folk. Realised why I like Manchester so much. Went to a fancy dress party, Ben, dressed as Clark Kent. That happened this week.
What?
A series of photos of me ripping my shirt open on the internet, now available. And I watched The Apprentice, Ben. That was an absolute horror show. And then by the time we got to Friday. But oh, one more thing. I also saw a thing on BBC, Ben, where they were doing on Breakfast about should they change nursery rhymes because they're so distressing and dated these days. Change them now!
No!
Just write some new ones, you lazy gets! But what I really wanted to talk to you about, Ben, and this is not really the kind of stuff that you should talk about on a radio show because it's what you might label as depressing, Ben, but...
Oh.
I feel like I've had a big week
okay.
where, and I just need a bit of a pick-me-up, Ben, because it's just, you know, when you're a kid, right, and you look at people in jobs, and you look at them and you think, well, they're in that job
Sorry,
because...
Can you slow down and writing this down.
You look at them and you think, well, they're good, they're in that job because they're good about that job and they're passionate about that job and that's their job, that's what they're good at. And you grow up...
Like Ben and Marv.
Like Ben and Marv, yeah. And you grow up and you realise that actually sometimes that's right and other times people have just ended up in those jobs.
Like Ben and Marv.
And sometimes don't care about those jobs.
Like Ben
Come on. No, we'll go too far with it. So...
Sorry, is that not helping me chipping in now and then with humour?
I've kind of forgot what my point was. No, my point is, it's just feeling at the moment, Ben, like there's too much horror in the world and I can't see the light side of it anymore.
Like Ben and Marv?
Not so much like Ben and Marv, no. I mean, I do enjoy this weekly little stepping into madness. But, you know, just... I think it's also down to the fact I rewatched Line of Duty this week, Ben.
Which series?
The first series.
Uh-huh.
Just you know, going back all through it again. And of course, it just reminds you about corruption in the police force, and these are people you're supposed to trust. And I know it's a fiction, Ben, but it happens, and Trump's in.
Did you not watch them?
It's getting darker, Ben, and there's more stories about abuse, and it's just all getting Ben, where's the light side?
Did you not watch the Mayfair set that I told you to watch?
No.
You should. That'll really cheer you up.
It won't, Ben, will it?
No.
No, it won't, which is why I'm still not watching it.
But it's done in a very Adam Curtis way.
Well, that's lovely for Adam Curtis, all right? Where's my light side? Where's my silver lining?
Pete.
Come on, seriously, Ben.
What?
We can't all rely on Pete every week.
He sent us an
People
email.
People out there are feeling like I'm feeling.
He sent us an email.
We'll get to Pete's email. It's a lovely email. I've pre-read it. But there's lots of people, Ben. So come on. Dip deep into your advice pit, Ben. And look people that are our listeners in the eye and say... This is how you get through it, everyone. Come on, this is a show of positivity, and I like being that. But at the moment, Ben, it's all feeling a bit much.
I thought we'd decided that the best way to deal with the next 4 years, maybe eight, is to literally just go into a surreal bubble. And I thought that's what we were doing.
It's fine, but from time to time, Ben, you wake up outside of the bubble and go, get in the bubble, get in the bubble. And at the moment, I can't find my way back in the bubble.
But... We saw Nigel Farage yesterday come down a staircase with a load of Ferrero Rochers. That's quite fun, isn't it?
No, because he's still being...
Laura turned around to me and went, if you had told me this was going to happen 5 years ago, I would have laughed in your face. And that puts it in perspective, Matt. We're living in a big, giant, surreal bubble. And I like it.
So...
In a kind of... You know, like
so there is no bright side to this. That's what you're
saying. No, I'm getting to it. You know, like in Black Mirror, it's kind of very dark, very sinister.
Yeah.
But there's kind of a bright side in the fact that you as the viewer, you're in on it, in a way.
Yeah.
And that makes it all right. You understand what's going on, and therefore you can look back and go, ha! It's kind of like that.
Unless,
now.
Of course, it becomes true.
No,
which lots of his skirt around the edges of. And then you go, huh, it's not funny, is it? The world is absolutely wrecked.
It's not absolutely wrecked.
What's good about it?
Well, I always say at times of crisis, Marv, you should always dip into the Billy Joel catalogue and go to I Didn't Start the Fire, because it's all there.
I mean...
It's one of the most inspirational songs of our time, Marv.
It's a good question. Inspirational music. What's inspirational music? We listened to it Start the Fire last week, so I'm not going to put that on again. What else is inspirational? I mean, the Untouchables theme music, that's inspirational.
Very inspirational.
People should listen to that.
And Sean Connery's Irish accent in the film. Superb.
That's true.
Mm. I don't know how he got away with that, to be honest, Mav. Can you do your best Irish, Sean? Go on, give it a go.
Here's your more! I'm going to get you with my shotgun! Where's Al Capone? Ah, Elliot Ness, is it there? Look at you. Watch yourself.
Tell you what, Sean.
I've got to...
Sean.
Wait, the Mounties are coming.
Sean.
Get your baseball bats here.
Sean.
The whole film's going back to me one bit of time. Hang on.
Look at that there. It's a courtroom. Is that Kevin Costner? Sean. I'm Sean Connery.
Sean, why don't you just do your normal voice?
Okay, sorry.
Ah! What's the Mounties there? I'm going to shoot him across the bridge.
You're going pirate.
Is
that better? Is that better, Mark?
In a weird way it is, Ben.
Yeah, there you go.
In a weird, weird way it is.
You know, a long time ago, yeah, me and my friends, little guy, and Sean there, I'm Sean, and Kevin, Elliot Ness, Elliot Kevin, and the other guy there. There were no girls, of course, because it was back in the day, but we all took on the mob, and you know what? I died. But in death, in my own death,
kind of ruined the film now for everyone.
Can it be ruined if people not seen Untouchables?
I got shot in an alleyway outside my own house, and it's really a lesson.
A lesson? It's a lesson.
It's a lesson! I don't know what's happening. Al Capone was a man with a plan, and he had all the alcohol.
I've gone weird, Ben. It's gone really, really odd. Let's get to Pete's email, shall we? Because otherwise the whole thing is just off the rails. You know those moments where you just take a long look at yourself in the mirror and you go, Marv, what are you doing shouting in a weird Irish Scottish accent about Al Capone?
This is the world we've created for ourselves, Marv.
Mm. Mm.
All we can do is go back to pop references from the 1980s. That's all we can do, Marv.
That's all any of us can do. That's where I've started the song again. Why would Marv do that? Hasn't he already ruined this once? Yes, he has, so he's trying better. Got an email from Pete, Ben.
Who?
Pete.
Pete!
Pete.
Pete!
Pete.
The Pete.
The Pete.
Sweet.
Says, gentlemen, I didn't forget last week's momentous occasion in the history of Great British Broadcasting. I sent you an e-card. But, unbeknown to me, it bounced. Just bounced. It's the new word that old people are using, Ben. It bounced. So, happy 10th birthday, exclamation mark. To make up for the inadequacies of modern technology, the family decided to make you a cake, which you will receive shortly. I hope you will enjoy eating it as much as we will enjoy making it. Just to be on the safe side, we removed from the recipe various ingredients, see below, so that you good folk might be allergic to. So, very considerate, very considerate.
I don't like cheese, Pete.
Huh?
Don't like cheese.
Not a big fan of cheese, and cheese is not in the list. So cheesecake is still a possibility, but Ben, these are the ingredients that have been removed. Alcohol, gluten, wheat, histamine, dairy, corn, celery, MSG, yeast, sugar, soya, sesame seeds, peanuts, eggs, honey, fructose. Fruit. All the ingredients are gone, Ben.
What about pork?
Pork's still in there. We could have a cheese pork cake, Ben. Quick pun game. What would you call a pork and cheesecake? Come on, pigs and cheese. Come on, let's do some puns.
Eham.
There's not better. I've quickly thought through all the cheeses, and Eham is the best thing you can get. Sure, Ben's got the rest of this bed music to think of a better one while I'm ranting away, but he won't. What's he going to do? Come with something better than Eham, which is a mix of ham and Edam? Good luck, Ben. Anyway, Pete, thanks for your email. He says, oh, well, please expect 10 candles to arrive in the post soon. HTB, Ben. HTB.
Have.
Happy 10th birthday,
oh,
of course.
Yeah, sorry.
Pete and Co. P.S. Please never forget that it's the thought that counts. Thank you, Pete. Thank you for thinking to pretend to send us an e-card and then a week later send us an email excusing yourself because supposedly it bounced. Bounced. I mean, what does that even mean? I'm getting nothing from Ben because he's still thinking of cheese and pork. But he's got nothing.
Babe Bell.
I'm sorry, what?
Babe Bell.
Babe Bell is pretty good, Ben. Arguably, Baby Bell's not a real cheese, but we're fine. There you go. If this bed music was good for nothing else, they gave us Babe Bell and Eham. The two best pork and cheese puns in the world!
we inspire people, Ben? We play the Untouchables bed music, we shout like Sean Connery, and we talk about cheese and pork. Huh. You know, and I thought the bit before that was surreal. Just recapping that last couple of minutes.
I don't think that was surreal.
No, I mean, it was pretty weird. I mean, let's cover why it was so weird. Well, here's you. In one, who does cheese and pork puns? Nobody. In two, Sean Connery's accent. Ben set me up for it. He knew it was going to get weird. In three, Marv pretty much on a breakfast show just said the end of the world is coming. In four, apparently there's no silver lining. In five, at least we've got Ben's cup name of the week to look forward to. There's not much else. In six, Ben killed us all by suggesting it could be 8 years under Trump. In seven, we started the Untouchables bed music twice in a row. That's embarrassing. And Bully's special prize...
Ferrero Rochers.
A staircase full of Ferrero Rocher. With your favourite and mine, Nigel. I had to stop myself because I was going to swear as his middle name. That was a...
They're all setting themselves up, though. They're all setting themselves up for a beautiful fall. It's happening.
How is he allowed to get away with being known as Britain's first politician to meet Donald Trump? Because hasn't he resigned?
No, he's still a politician. Still an MEP. Coming up in the show, then...
We need satire when you can do a really satisfying sigh.
We've got the...
play this game every week. Here we go. Are you ready? Say a politician's name.
Ken Clark. Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Huh.
Nicky Morgan.
Huh? That's the game. Yeah. More of that next week. Let's play a quick round of footballers, Ben. You make the noises this time. I'll name the footballers. Yaya Toure. Yeah. Right. who else should we have? Craig Bellamy. Yeah. All right. And former Middlesbrough attacking centre forward Jaime Moreno. There you go. That's the football chat for the week as well.
I enjoyed that. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, football radio station.
There you go. Were you making a point before I?
Yes. Coming up in the show, we're going to reveal the big reveal for this week's coffee name of the week. Mm. And it is linked to another feature we're going to attempt today, which is basically a bit like Whose Line Is It Anyway, but with radio adverts.
What?
Whose Line Is It Anyway, but with radio adverts.
So what Ben sent me a text about earlier was that on the show tonight, because, and I was thrilled about this, I'll be honest, Ben, because I had nothing else to talk about tonight. And all the work that I've done the last few weeks, I thought, sod it, this week I'm doing nothing. But it turns out what we are going to be doing is producing an advert.
Yep.
Live in the middle of the show. And because of our limited technology that we have available here to us, we're going to have to record it live with all songs, sounds effects, voiceover, whatever it is that's going in it. Because we don't know yet. We've not talked about it. It's all going to have to be recorded live. And that is the advert that we're going to end up using. We are committing to that commitment in this committal.
Yes, Mav. So a couple of weeks ago, the club revealed that Joseph...
No ideas at this point, ladies and gentlemen. No ideas.
Yeah, don't get in touch.
Just a pre-thought.
Joseph Holtz is going to be...
There's a radio show, isn't it?
What?
Don't get in touch. We've been at this for years, Ben. We're setting up a feature and encouraging people not to get in touch on the back of it.
Radio X. So...
someone asked me a few years ago about, is the show any good? And I said, I really like it, but it's also pretty self-indulgent. And he said, yeah, but isn't all radio? And I thought about that. I was like, yeah, I suppose it is to a degree. But that right there, Ben, don't get in touch. This is just me and Ben recording in my flat on a Friday night because his wife appreciates the break and I have no other friends.
Yeah.
Don't get in touch.
So Joseph Holt is the club's official beer provider now for the next few seasons. And for the first time ever, we've been banging on about this for the club for how long?
Well, banging on about what?
Sponsorship.
Oh, right, okay. Well,
Six years. Yeah, about that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's finally happened, Mav.
What?
A sponsor who's sponsoring the club has come to us to say, do you want to do stuff? Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So, my mug today is brought to you by Joseph Holt.
Oh, it's also quite Christmassy, Ben.
Exactly. Joseph.
Have they not started realising you're giving different names every week yet?
It's different stuff. This is
every week?
It's 0 hours Britain.
We've got the highest turnover rate in the UK at
Well,
Starbucks.
Who wants to work at bloody Starbucks?
Well, apparently loads of people, Ben. That's the point, isn't it? Everybody wants to work there. They must have so many applications coming in. They have to fire people every week.
So we have to create an advert which is all about the competition that Holtz are running, and that's with regards to two FC United tickets, some complimentary drinks at halftime, and a £40 Joseph Holt gift voucher, Marv.
Wow.
Which you can spend in any Joseph Holt establishment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Especially Broadhurst Park.
Yeah. So it's all good. So we've got to create an advert like that, Marv, which is informative yet jolly, but isn't stereotypical about drinking.
All right, so coming up after the buffet, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be talking about scripting, sound effects, music, format, structure, and, of course, just general class. And what you'll see is that during the production process, we aim at the beginning for greatness, but recognise halfway through that what's funnier is making it sound like we're trying to be great, but we're actually not great. But in the production of being slightly not great, in our brains, is funny. Great.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So we're not really sure if it comes across like that.
It's postmodern, is what we're
being
saying.
Being intentionally slightly rubbish is what Ben and I have always been about. Am I wrong?
You're not right, man.
You're not right, man. See, that's a great example of it. I love how that's become like the diddle diddle diddle.
The buffet, Marv.
I saw the power of advertising today, Ben.
Oh, did you?
I was walking through Market Street.
Yeah.
And I heard. Right?
Burger King.
Heard someone. No, yeah, that's right. Heard someone whistling that, right? And then the guy next to me went. Oh, I thought. That's how it starts, isn't it? And then suddenly, there's a child eating McDonald's and he's fat.
I'm out of Europe.
I'm out. God, you're right, Ben. I'm out of Europe. But fuck, kids are out of Europe.
So,
where are we going to be without the influence of better eating European countries? Ah, no more tapas.
Greg's, though.
Huh?
Greg's.
Yeah, I've gone off Greg's.
And chip shops, Marv.
I think Greg's have changed their recipe.
They've changed sausage rolls. They're not.
Have they?
They're not very nice.
The pastry, I think, has changed.
Very soggy.
Something going on at Greg's.
Yeah.
In a few weeks, we're going to realise there's a new story, and they're going to be talking how the money's gone out of Greg's.
Shrinkflation, Marv. It's called.
It's called
shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation.
Yes.
It's the worst word I've heard all week, Ben. And I've heard.
Do you want me to explain to you what it is? Because you'll know what this is. It's like Tobin.
Yeah. Okay. Why not?
Go on. The price of something goes up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yet, because of inflation, cut costs by. I don't know, like a bag of Walkers taking out some of the crisps. And because of like a twirl, they've reduced it in size by about a centimetre. Mm. But ever so subtly.
You lost me at price.
Oh. You get less for more.
That's rubbish, Ben. And meanwhile, at the same time, the government expects all the services in this country to do more for less. While the chocolate is going the other way. Is it just chocolate?
It's everything.
What do you mean?
Well, it...
Like if I buy, I don't know, let's say I accidentally cut my leg shaving, face shaving, and I need a plaster.
There'll be less plasters in the box.
Smaller plasters or less plasters?
Probably both.
Good God, this country is disgusting. Let me give you another example, Ben.
Uh-huh.
So we've covered off chocolate and plasters so far. Let's think, hey, I'm a farmer. I want to go get a cow.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go and get some cows.
Yeah.
Right? What's the cow situation?
It's basically a guy in a pantomime cow outfit. And it's not even two guys, it's just one. The other guy done a runner.
Is he just stood up wearing the bottom half of the cow outfit?
Yeah, just holding the head.
I mean, that is some serious shrinkflation, ladies and gentlemen.
Really
this is the Shindig Breakfast Show, and this is how you make an advert. How you make an advert. How you make an advert with Ben and Marv. That's Ben and Marv. Making an advert with Ben and Marv. So that's one example of how you make an advert. I mean, that is a jingle right there. but serious things are happening, Ben, because as you said before the buffet,
yeah,
we've now got an actual proper advert to make.
Oh, I thought you meant the printer.
I mean, long ago I made a proper advert. I don't know if you remember it, Ben. It was to the sound of your song by Elton John, and I assume it's what we're looking for today.
Kind of, Marv, but the first thing to say is that as a station, we've reached 10 years now, and...
We covered this last week.
No, this is the first time, though, that I've ever stood back and gone, wow, we have come a long way. And it was the moment where Marv went, do you want me to print this out? And I went, you've got a printer? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And not just any printer, dear listener, a colour printer. Look at that. Wow. It's amazing. We have come far, though, haven't we? A printer. With ink.
Yeah.
Seriously. What is going on?
I mean, I feel like you're really overreacting to this.
A printer?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Just anyway, yeah, so, so we're going to make an advert now. And Marv's only just seen the transcript. To be honest, I've had it for a week and I've only just seen it. That's the level of management here in FCUM Radio. And
I think I deserve some credit for saying what's in this attachment. And you're going, nah, it's not that important. Oh, hang on, it's a transcript. Yeah, yeah, probably need that. So we've got four sections to put in an advert, and it's probably, I mean, it's classic length for an FCUM Radio advert, but it breaks down into four more what you might consider more corporate kind of proper adverts. So we're going to just put one together at this point in the radio show. Otherwise, we'll be here all morning and we're not going to be those guys. So which paragraph have you gone with, Ben?
Two.
Number two, the competition time one.
Yes.
So our instructions are, ladies and gentlemen, that we're allowed to tweak the script if we like to match our tone and style. Now, obviously, Ben, what we're going to need to first consider is which tone and style we're going to use, because we've got a variety to aim for. Yeah, we've got kind of glee.
Yeah.
There's
overly corporate.
Overly corporate. Hi, This is the Shindig Breakfast Show. Of course, there's Sean Connery, there's Jack White. We've got a range of voices. There's Bimini Boo, we could do that. Ba-bidi-ba-dime, bam-bi-bi-ba-bi-bi-bi. I mean, that's, with you translating over the top, Joseph Holtz will hear that and go, wow. That would be their reaction.
It would be.
So we can tweet this in white, but this is what the script says at the moment. Competition time. Fancy winning some free tickets to watch FC United play this season with complimentary food and drinks vouchers from Manchester brewer Joseph Holt. Ben, I'm sorry to say at this point, this is clearly a script for me.
I'm out of it.
All right?
I'm out. Ben. Wait a minute. Let's give it a go. From Manchester Brewer. 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 Brewer.
That's it.
Brewer.
Brewer, yeah, good. So it's kind of energised.
Yeah.
So I'd suggest an upbeat tone, Ben. Not too dissimilar to what we were doing there.
What, with my voice?
No, with my voice. I was trying to be polite.
Oh.
Now, Ben, I suppose one of the first things we need to consider is, do we want music or sound effects?
We have got one, an ident of a sound effects of people in a bar.
Well, I mean, Ben, we have a little thing called the internet. And
that as well.
I like to use the website freesound.org.
Oh, that's actually quite good.
I mean, we could, we could do something like this. Hang on. What is the competition time, isn't it? Yeah.
Bob! Bob! Have you heard about the new deal between FC United? Can you hear me? I'm a Joseph Holt, Bob!
I understand there's a competition on. Yeah, I mean, the first idea is never the strongest, Ben.
I quite like that.
I mean, if you like, we could do general shouting over it, where you just ask me things and I give you general responses. Try that again.
Mom! Hey, Mom!
Yes, mate?
Have you heard...
We have to move through it quite quickly. It's an advert, don't forget.
Have you heard about the new relationship between FC United and the successful brewer, Joseph Holt?
No, Ben, what's that?
They're running a competition, Marv.
Competition for what, mate?
For free tickets, Marv.
I think it's too much. I don't like the shouting. Hang on, let's see what other pub sounds we got here.
That starts with a siren.
This is a French.
Oh, very sophisticated.
Ben, I don't think I told you, but there's a competition.
Bonjour.
Est-ce qu'il y a une compétition pour le FC UM Radio et le Manchester Brewer?
Pourquoi?
Did you hear the sound of a cork pop?
I did, yeah. Pourquoi?
Parce qu'il y a une relationship maintenant avec FC United et Manchester Brewery, Joseph Holt. Il y a une competition pour deux sets of prizes parce que il y a Facebook et Twitter. Et don't forget to like.
Nailed it.
I mean, Ben...
Did you record that, Mark? Because that one's...
These are all getting recorded, so that's... Hang on. EastEnders-style male accent of Get Out of My Pub. Right, we can use that. How about this? Hey, everyone! Everyone, there's a competition! There's a competition! Do you fancy winning some free tickets to watch FC United play this season?
Get out my pub.
Just to add, Joseph Holt is a fine Mancunian.
Yeah, it's not going to work, is it? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
In your best corporate voice...
Yeah.
Just read...
Just read it.
Yeah. You got good corporate advice. In fact, I'm going to look away now, Mav.
Well, should I put some kind of music with it?
Do that after. Post-edit stuff.
Well, no, I'm not going to be bothered to do that, Ben, because as we've committed to earlier in the show, and don't forget, we've still got 35 minutes of this show to go, and if we need to use it, we will. What we said was, to the listeners, is that we were going to make a great advert live on the show.
Okay, well,
so
we need
you can't just
then.
Start saying, do it in the post-edit, Marv, can you? Hey? Get out of my pub.
All right, do music.
What kind of music do you think? It needs to be something upbeat, something kind of fun. Ideally instrumental, Ben. Let's go to the beds list.
No.
Are you sure? Bully's special prize. Boom. I mean, let's just think about that for a second, because he did say we could tweak the script.
Tweak,
so
yes.
We could say, in the opening bit there, let's see what's on the Joseph Altz prize board tonight. All right, let's see what's on the Joseph Holtz Prize Gallery tonight. In one, a new three-year relationship between FC United and Joseph Holt. In two, chance of winning at the website. In three, free tickets to watch FC United. In four, don't forget to like Joseph Holt on Facebook and Twitter. In five, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, that's where we're kind of headed with that. What do you think? Quite rowdy, Ben.
Bit rowdy.
Not really getting the point across either, so I think we should probably move on, Ben.
Yeah.
So what other...
I love it. Brainstorming, Mark. Keep it fresh. Keep it alive.
That's all we're doing. Yeah. One of the songs from our collection, Ben. As always, this is a nice, meaningful piece of music.
Oh, yeah, the one that builds, the one we use for the big dig thing.
That's right. Yeah. Fancy winning some free tickets to watch FC United. I mean, there's always that.
Yeah, that one's the banker when we stop messing about.
That's your banker right there. Speaking of bankers. Oh, what's that? It's a competition. Fancy winning some free tickets to watch FC United play this season with complimentary food and drinks vouchers from Manchester brewer Joseph Holt? What? Well, then visit their website at www.joseph-holt.com for your chance to win. They're giving away two sets of prizes, so you have a higher chance of winning. Don't forget to like Joseph Holt on Facebook and Twitter, and follow them on Instagram. Updates and winner announcements. Good luck! Fade out.
It's now time for the media review.
Hey, Ben!
Me?
Stop drinking your water! Guess what?
What?
You know Manchester Brewers Joseph Holt?
Yeah?
Do you know they're giving all our fans the chance to win two free home tickets at Broadhurst Park?
What, even the Trafford branch?
Yeah, right? I mean, they're also going to include complimentary drinks at halftime. Right? And £40 worth of gift vouchers to be redeemed at any Joseph Holt pub on food and drinks.
That's amazing!
It's amazing, isn't it? All you gotta do, mate, stop drinking your water. All you gotta do is visit www.joseph-holt.com.
What's a hyphen?
It's like a dash, mate, but for posh people. Joseph-Holt.com to enter and tell them which famous international team did we play at Broadhurst Park in May 2015?
Wasn't that the FC United Old Boys team?
It's a tricky question, Ben. It's tricky. I believe you should all know the answer, though. Good luck, Ben.
Thanks, Marv. Wait, what am I doing?
Visit the website to win a competition, Ben. £40 worth of tickets and free vouchers. Fade out.
I'll probably just read it out. But I think we've got enough there to work on, Marv. I think we've done well.
No, Ben, I'm still not happy that we've produced... We promised the listeners, and we've still got 20 minutes, we promised the listeners that by the end of this show...
Mav, we've done about 8 good adverts there. Surely.
None of them are any good, mate, and you know it. And you know it in your heart. You know that they're all really quite poor, actually.
Let's think about it.
Let's have a really serious think for a second, all right? Because you know that I'm now committed to this for the next 20 minutes. You can see it in my eyes. We're not moving on.
We've got to talk about The Apprentice.
No, we don't. Unless we finish this advert. This is basically what it's like in The Apprentice, Ben. We're always saying about how great we are compared to them. And yes, those last 8 have proved that we are better than them. That's right. But we're perfectionists, Ben.
Well, I'm not really. I mean, look at me. Look at you.
Let's talk about what the advert should say. Should it be conversational? Should it be corporate and exciting?
We're not actors, Marv.
So let's go with corporate.
Yes.
Right? So
stick
we want
to our strengths, Marv.
I do like the idea of a conversation in a pub, a nice, gentle pub, nothing crazy. Did we have a nice, gentle pub sound?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
This would work. I kind of like the idea of, like, two guys meeting in quiet circumstances, and it's like, hey, have you heard about the competition? You know, stuff like that. Play along, see how it goes, all right? Hey, come here.
What?
Mate.
Me?
Yeah, come over here.
What?
Come here.
What do you want?
Actually, we did just realise that we're not any good at acting, and we're just committed straight into acting.
I thought I was doing all right.
You were doing really well. Yeah. Let's keep it going.
Let's keep it going.
Let's not break the
Mood.
Thank you. Hey, mate.
What?
Come here.
What do you want? What?
Hey, have you heard about the competition?
What competition?
The competition that FC United has partnered up with the Manchester Brewery Joseph Holtz with.
Who are FC United?
FC. Don't do that. That's going to get us into a right ruddy mess, isn't it? I'm going to explain FC United. Oh, good grief.
I think you've done well. We've done well, Marv.
Ben, I'm not happy with it.
Why?
I just feel like there's other things that we could do.
Anyway, it's now time for the media view. And this week, Marv...
We've failed.
Marv, what we're going to do...
We've failed,
no,
Ben.
No,
it's... Now I have to spend all weekend tirelessly working on adverts because I've let you down.
You
I can't even
down.
Look at you, Ben. I'm looking at the corner for
Marv,
the rest of the show.
It's competition time.
I'm going to look over here.
Marv, it's competition time. Which was your favourite advert? Get in touch on Twitter and you can win 10 shindig points, which can be spent in any store willing to accept them as a form of currency. Anyway, it's now time for the media review, and we're going to start off with, The Apprentice, Marv. And The Apprentice this week was psychological warfare, Marv, because a very angry Cockney gentleman got very, very angry and started to make people cry. He made business people cry. He made the world cry.
There's been far too many people that have been suggesting that the girls threw on the tears in order to stay on.
No.
Which... that is just a ridiculous concept. He was horrendous to them. And I really feel like what the BBC should start doing is kind of saying, if you reach a certain level of appalling, you're not going to be invited onto your fire to Rod Gilbert because you don't deserve it.
He was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was there, yeah.
He was there. Yeah.
And he's not the first one. What is that series about? What is it about?
Well,
is it about
Rod Gilbert show fired?
Showing what the supposedly the what is it they label as? The 16 of Britain's brightest minds? Is that what they are?
Entrepreneurs.
They are horrendous. Not all of them necessarily. We've so far seen a lot of inept behaviour, a lot of rude behaviour. There's been quite a lot of misogyny.
Are they the worst that they've ever that's ever been?
I think it is.
Because in the past, there's been bright sparks, hasn't there? There's always been people you back. I'm slowly starting to warm to the Northern girl.
No, I still really like Jessica, yeah.
But I don't think she's good at business. I don't think she's good at selling anything. And I don't think she's very good at communicating.
I think she can sell.
But I think I like her because she's Northern. And that's not a good reason to invest £250,000 with her.
At the moment, Ben, is the best reason. Because, just... What a load of... And I don't really want to slag the people off because... I don't want to be that kind of...
It's not their fault.
And
the thing is as well, it is edited horribly. Really bad. And the task this week was to put on two events, one at Madame Tussauds and one at a Sea Life Centre.
There is not for one second I will believe the concept that everyone that left the Sea Life Centre
100%.
Voted 100% approval of the night. There's not a chance.
They did spend a lot of money on booze.
There's a chance that I could understand then that people would have left happy.
That was a smart move, you see.
Can you imagine being at that party?
We said that. I said, how sad do you have to be to firstly have got a ticket to this and then stand there with a smile on your face and a glass of wine in your hand, all enthusiastic about two mermaids.
Let's go back to our days at Chet, Ben, when we sat near each other and we started becoming friends. And imagine someone coming in the office with a camera crew and offering you tickets to go to a mermaid night. where the details aren't entirely clear, but there's a mermaid there, and she may or may not be dipping out of a tank. But the people seem lovely, and all it's going to cost you is 50 quid.
50 quid?
50 quid, Ben.
To see a mermaid in a tank?
Yeah.
Is it a real mermaid?
Well, no, it's not a real mermaid, because mermaids don't exist, mate.
Oh. Then why
she sings. And we're going to have another guy singing with her.
What kind of songs?
Oh, I don't even know what to call them. It made me laugh out loud, though. It did make me laugh out loud when they were auditioning and Dylan started mouthing along the words. Of course you know the words, mate. Of course you do. Of course you do. Let's talk about something else which angered me this week.
Go on, then.
Gareth Malone.
Who's Gareth Malone?
The choir guy. I was texting you.
Oh, yeah. Gareth Malone.
Less enjoyable brother of Bugsy. Flaunting around the country making a television program about choirs. And this year, we're seeing all kinds of music, he says. We're seeing all kinds. Well, also choirs, aren't they? You've not got a death metal choir in there, have you? You've not got a jungle choir, have you? No. They got a beatboxer. Ooh, look at us. Look how urban we are and in touch with everyone we are. One point in the program, Ben, he said, do you know, yeah, it must be great getting up and singing every day.
What?
What do you do, Gareth? He doesn't get up and sing. What is he doing with his time?
You get up and sing, though, don't you?
Hey, doesn't everyone just get up and at some point go, da-da-da-da-da, or whatever. Just, you know, some kind of song that's in your head.
A cartwheel?
I mean, he is all about singing and piano playing.
He should sleep with a piano.
I didn't like the way he spoke down to a child. I didn't like his attitude. And you know what? I didn't like his program. Oh, Marv, you can't say that. It's celebrating Britain's obsession with singing. And look at all the positive stories, DIY SOS style, being told on there. Oh, you mean this constant effort to make me think that everything's all right when it's not? They've got like an NHS choir there. They're terrible, God bless them. They're from like Sussex or something like that.
They do work long hours.
They work long hours, Ben, and they're enthusiastic, and that's what counts. And I appreciate, genuinely appreciate the fact they're trying to spread joy in an area where it's quite miserable. Not Sussex. I mean, in a hospital, right? So I get what they're doing there. In the end, that's all nice and lovely. And, oh, yeah, let's do lots of positive stories about how great the NHS is. Yes! Yes, let's do that, all right? But maybe let's also recognise the fact it's been torn apart. And singing's not going to ruddy save it, all right?
It might do.
Singing's not going to get rid of Trump. Singing's not going to get us back in Europe, Ben.
So, in other news, David Walliams is getting his own late-night talk show on ITV called The Night
Show.
Where's
he doing it from? The river?
Robot Wars will return at Christmas for more mechanical mayhem. And I think it's going to be a celebrity edition.
What?
Yeah, there's going to be a celebrity version of Robot Wars.
Have they made their own robots?
I don't think so, but Scott Mills and Chris Stark will be contestants on the Robot Wars Battle of the Stars. It'll be a full celeb lineup.
I don't
want to
come across like a bitter DJ, but isn't Scott Mills the worst DJ ever?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I'd rather listen... Oh.
No, he is.
I'd rather listen to XFM for a year.
XFM was good.
Than 1 minute
you
of Scott
Mills. You
mean
Radio X, Marv. Don't get them mixed up.
Isn't that what XFM was?
Yes. But XFM was all right.
Yeah, but they sold out, didn't they?
Yes.
Right.
Big time.
So, have you been watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yeah.
Do you care about it at all?
I'm starting to... It's the nicest
series. It's an enjoyable
series.
Program.
It's the nicest series because none of the contestants are horrible. Even the guy from Cash in the Attic or whatever that... Fingers.
Martin,
that's it. Yeah. The one that who, whenever he says anything, music plays related to what he's just said.
Are they all still getting on? I've not checked in with
Yeah, they're all still getting on. Right. The banter level is reaching DEFCON 4, Marv. It's getting a bit feisty, Marv.
Right, okay.
Getting a bit feisty. And that's it. The other thing to say about the media review, Marv, is Disco is My Club is now officially on another radio station.
That's right, it's happened.
It happened on Monday night.
North Manchester FM on Monday night played out the first ever piece of FCUM radio content they've ever played on North Manchester FM. And suddenly, audiences rocketed for the station. Suddenly, it was like, hey, what's FC United of Manchester Radio? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to skip online and find out. And then our audiences rocketed. Suddenly, we're as famous as Scott Mills. Am I right, Ben?
That's not what actually happened. What actually happened, Marv, is because we're good communists and good socialists, we decided to share the love. And what happened is we saw a number of people leave the station on Monday night to go and have a butcher's at North Manchester FM. They were there for half an hour and then came back.
Oh, well, as long as they came back, then that's great news. Lovely.
So, coming up next is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army, as we bring you FA Trophy action this afternoon. FC United of Manchester against Nuneaton Town. Swampy's back next week, by the way, everyone.
Nuneaton again?
Yeah, it's a double header. Could be a triple header if it's a draw. Because we're playing them again on Tuesday in the replay.
Good.
That's not going to happen. We'll win.
Can't have enough of Nuneaton Town, surely.
On Sunday afternoon, there's also Women's Team Live, as we bring you live coverage of FC United against Liverpool City. And there's no midweek football because we're going to win today in the FA Trophy, so there'll be no replay. Look out for This Club Is My Club. Look out for Women's Team Extra. Look out for Red Rebel Radio with Swampy trapped in someone's house in Shanghai. Anything else to add? Oh, look out for our new adverts. Oh, yeah. And the podcast. The podcast on Audio Boom's doing very, very well.
Is that right?
Yes.
Check out the podcast. And, well, before we go, it's only time for Ben's metaphor of the week. So, Ben, what have you got for us?
The Shindig Breakfast Show, Marv, is a lot like an ironing board. Most of the time, it's just stood up against a wall doing nothing. But then, eventually, when you need the creases ironing out, it comes into its own.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah, fine. There's an ironing board over here as well, Ben. Is that coincidental at all?
First thing I saw.
You know, producing the Shindig Breakfast Show is a lot like a straw hat. All of them by themselves, just a collection of straws, but sew them together in the correct way, you can wear it like a hat. Well, Ben and I, you see, because separate, we're like Ant and Deck, we're just split screen, but fold us together in the correct way, we look like a hat for Ben's massive head.
No, no matter how sunny it is outside, it's always dark underneath the hat.
Why do you feel the need to correct me?
Sorry.
Yeah, I've had enough of this.
Hello?
I've had enough of doing this show with you. It's been a long time coming, but I know when you say see you next week. I genuinely don't know.
You'll break Pete's heart. Oh, the other thing is as well, Pete, don't send the cakes to FC United because James Quinn will have it all.
Yeah, but also don't give out my address.
Yeah, oh, no, of course not.
Just guess my address. Guess my address. Guess my address. You've been listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio for FC United in Manchester. Good night, everyone.
Who's the fun?